This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Award this morning, the former New Jersey governor and the state's longest-serving state lawmaker ever, Richard J. Cody, has died at age 79. He began his career as a state assemblyman in 1973, moving to the Senate in 1983. The Essex County native served as the 53rd governor of New Jersey, taking the helm after the resignation of Jim McGreevy.
Well, McGreevy's resigning. I'm going to become the governor. You're going to become the first lady. She was like, is there anything to knock me back out?
And the folksy Cody was a Democrat who campaigned for Barack Obama back in the day, known for his ability to work across the aisle, with a reputation for being a deal maker between the two major parties. Essex County exec Joe DeVincenzo Jr. putting out a statement touting Cody's accomplishments as a staunch advocate for his constituents. A statement from the Cody family says he died at home this morning surrounded by family after a brief illness. Well, the city could just be hours away from a nurses' strike at three major hospitals, while the RNs union has reached tentative agreements at several hospitals in the city and on Long Island. Talks are still ongoing at Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and New York Presbyterian. This comes amid a flu spike.
Thousands of nurses here in New York City could walk off the job Monday if a new contract with hospitals isn't agreed upon by then. It would be one of the largest strikes, nursing strikes, in New York City history and would come at a time when the virus is still circulating at high levels, according to state officials.
And New York State Nurses Association President Nancy Hagan says it doesn't have to be this way.
Nurses have been ready to bargain, but Mount Sinai, New York Presbyterian, and Montefiore have chosen to throw away hundreds of millions of dollars fighting against their own frontline nurses.
And nurse practitioner Dania Munoz says this isn't about money, but about safety.
What we need is the protections and the safety to continue to do our jobs.
Now, in addition to the city hospitals that have made agreements, Northwell Health and nurses at Plainview, Syosset, and Huntington on Long Island have tentative contracts. The union set to give an update this hour. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest. A little boy is now fighting for his life after he was hit by an ambulance in Brooklyn yesterday morning. The crash happening near 52nd Street and 15th Avenue in Borough Park. Police say a Hatsula ambulance struck the six-year-old. He was taken to the hospital with head and torso injuries, and we're told he is still critical. The 49-year-old driver has not been charged, but police say the investigation is ongoing. An arrest in the after-school slashing death of a 17-year-old boy on a Queen Street last week. Police say they've charged another 17-year-old in the death of Josu Argudo. He was walking home Friday when witnesses say two young males slashed him in the street near Jamaica Avenue and 76th Street in Woodhaven. Witnesses told the Daily News the mortally wounded boy called his aunt and she came running, trying to comfort him as he bled out from a neck wound. A bystander did try to do CPR, but he died later at the hospital. Yesterday, police put out pictures of two suspects, and just after 8 o'clock last night, they arrested that 17-year-old on murder and weapons possession charges. No details yet about the other suspect or any court date. Well, Mayor Mamdani now pushing back on criticism that he was slow to condemn pro-Hamas chants outside a Queens synagogue last Thursday night. 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander asked him about it.
Thursday's protest in front of a Kew Gardens synagogue left folks searching for answers from the mayor. But some critics say he took too long to denounce the pro-Hamas rhetoric. So I asked him about it Saturday.
What took you so long?
So I actually was asked a question around that same time where I made very clear something that is consistent with my own politics and my own policies, which is not only was that wrong, but also that it has no place in our city.
His response to the opposing side.
I absolutely am in opposition to the sale of land in the occupied West Bank, and that comes from my belief in the importance of following international law.
The verbatim message in those chants, say it loud, say it clear, we support Hamas here. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Bingvati Paget.
It's good to know that
People care.
All right, Ms. Patchen, you have a great day, all right?
All right, you do the same.
I sure will.
Correspondent Jim Krasula, you might want to get the camera ready tomorrow morning. It's the second day of reverse Manhattan Henge, in which the sun's rays perfectly align with the city's east-west street grid at sunrise instead of sunset, as it is in the summer. This morning was the first day, and the best time tomorrow is around 7:15 in the morning, and some of the best places to see it are 57th, 42nd, 34th, 23rd, and 14th Streets. Now, if that's just a little too early for you, you'll have to wait for summer, May 28th and 29th, and July 12th and 13th, the next Manhattan Henge. Well, there's a very special light show with hundreds of drones over the Greenpoint waterfront coming up tonight. Some 300 synchronized drones will put on a light show celebrating the Children's Miracle Network and its pledge drive for $1 billion to kids' hospitals. Amy Daly is the president and CEO of CMN.
We expect it to be about 8 to 12 minutes long, and we think it's a great way to call people's attention to the urgent need to raise funds for children's health.
The show presented by Marriott Bonvoy starts at 6:15. It'll go for about 12 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.